Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hebrews 4:16. Glad you are listening. Today I just wanted to talk about a forgiving heart, coming from Colossians 3:12-14. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye, and above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. I just wanted to just talk about, you know, the need to forgive our brethren and those around us who have wronged us, or maybe we are hurt and we just can't get over something that someone has done to us or just kind of hurt us really bad. Maybe we went through something that unfathomable, where, you know, the hurt is so deep inside that we can't shake it. And every time we think about that hurt, it just kind of eats us up. And the one thing that kind of stands out in my mind, I also wanted to read, talking about unforgiveness. And in Matthew 18:21-35. And it's the parable of the unforgiving servant. And it says, "Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? And Jesus said unto him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. The master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what he had done, they were grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother's trespasses. One thing that as I was reading the scripture is that Jesus, he came to forgive us. God sent, you know, God loved us so much. He wanted to redeem us back to him. So when Jesus shed his blood on the cross for us, for our forgiveness of sins, that we would be able to, you know, just be redeemed from the pit of hell and be loved by God and, you know, and just be able to one day see his face. And the thing is, God loves us so much that he has mercy, he has grace upon us to forgive us of all of our sins. I was reading in Psalms 86 and 5, and it says, "For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you." Psalms 86 and 15, it says, "But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth." And God is willing to be gracious. I mean, he's gracious to us and compassionate to us. How much more would he want us to be forgiving to others despite what they have done? Even in Matthew chapter 6, verse 12 and verse 14, when we talk about the Lord's Prayer, and it says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." God, even in that Lord's Prayer that he gave us to pray, he told us to forgive our debtors. And then in verse 14 it says, "For if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So I'm finding that as we read the scriptures, forgiveness is so important, you know, because God forgave us. So, and he wants us to give that same forgiveness to others and that same mercy towards others. In Mark chapter 2, Jesus forgives and heals a paralytic. In Mark 5, when Jesus saw, Mark 5, it says when he saw, it's still chapter 2, but it's verse 5. When he saw the faith of the people, right, and he saw the faith of the people when they put the paralytic down to the roof, he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes, they judged Jesus for forgiving this man, and they told him that he was blaspheming. You know, they told him he was blaspheming God. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and not only did he show them that he was the Son of Man, but that he, as the Son of Man, had power to heal, but also to forgive. And he told them in verse 10, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." So, I mean, in every scripture we see that he is forgiving. He is a forgiving God. In Acts 26, Paul, he was a Pharisee, and he had the authority at the time of the chief of priests. And Paul was known to put Christians in prison, and he put them to death. He would even cast votes against the Christians to put them to death and torture them, because he hated Christians, and he punished them and persecuted them and caused them to blaspheme God. But God had mercy on Paul. And this is a man who, I mean, he hated people who followed Jesus. But he had mercy and showed up to Paul asking him, "Why do you continue to persecute me? And basically telling him that when he persecuted the Christians, he was persecuting Jesus himself. But in the same chapter, we read that Jesus, he forgave him, and he told Paul he had a purpose to minister and to witness to others. And he delivered Paul even from the Jews and the Gentiles. When Paul went and told them who that, you know, Jesus saves, you know, and Jesus came to forgive and to bring salvation. And so Jesus, you know, showed him who he was. And through that, Paul was redeemed and became a believer. He used Paul to open the eyes of the people and to turn them from darkness into light and from the power of Satan to God himself, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by him in Jesus, by faith in Jesus' name. And Paul did what God said to do, and you know, but and it, Jesus still loved him. So one thing, you know, that I just want to leave with you, that the scriptures continues to show us and show us the forgiveness that God has for us, and to extend that to others. Like in John 13, 34 and 35, it says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I loved you, that you also love one another." In verse 35, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." 1 John 1, 9 to 11, "He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness. Until now, he who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes." So it's, you know, someone, they have that covering over their eyes because they have that still unforgiveness in their heart. But God wants to bring you into a light. He wants to give you peace about even your hurt, whatever you're going through. Ephesians 4 and 32, "And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgave you." Ephesians 5 and 2, "And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. We have to realize, even with God, we have fallen short. We have made so many mistakes. We have made unwise decisions. And we have done so many things, even against the Father. But and then we've done things against others. But we genuinely want to be forgiven. And the thing is, God, he forgives us. So think about it. When you maybe have wronged someone and you really want them to forgive you, and what happens when they don't want to forgive you? So we got to extend that forgiveness even to others. You know, how can we expect others to forgive or even God to forgive us if we cannot forgive? When we forgive, a darkness and a heaviness is lifted. We free ourselves for peace and the blessing that God wants to give us. Colossians 3 and 12. You know, as I read at the beginning, that we are to have bowels of mercy and kindness and humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering towards others. When we forgive, this spiritual burden that brings heaviness and darkness upon our hearts that's been weighing us down, that spiritual burden will lift. And you will begin to experience a freedom within yourself when all bitterness and anger are released. God wants us to have peace, peace in our hearts, peace in our minds, peace, you know, in our spirits. And so that is only going to come when we forgive someone else. You know, we forgive them and we love on them, and it frees us to be at peace even with the God Almighty, you know. So just, Lord, I just want to thank you. I praise you. I give you the glory. And I just pray for those people who are struggling with unforgiveness right now. Maybe they have gone through something. Maybe it's something really terrible, Lord. But I ask, oh God, that you just begin to work on that person's heart right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, give them a heart of forgiveness. And Lord, give them a heart to just forgive the person who has wronged them. And Lord, give them a special love even for the person that has wronged them. And through that forgiveness, Lord, let them experience your peace and your love. And Lord, just give them a lightness about themselves to let them know that in this forgiveness, Lord, that your love is shown, oh God. And Lord, help them to even have mercy on the person and you know, show that person grace that maybe has wronged them, Lord. And even through that forgiveness, maybe the other person can come back and even see your love, God. So I just pray, oh God, that you just help us to forgive others in everything that we do, everything that we say. Have a heart of forgiveness, oh God, Lord. And we just come humbly before you. We love you. We give you all the glory and we thank you for your mercy and your grace that you have extended to us. And we thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins, Lord, because you did not have to do that, but because you loved us so much and you showed us ultimate mercy and ultimate grace. And we just thank you for that, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.